Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today's October 30th. Here's some top things to know before the market opens for this week. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally high on October 30th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 53 points. The markets rebounded sharply after days of relentless selling in the previous session with benchmark Sensex and Nifty closing a percentage higher on October 27th. Bearish sentiment is expected to prevail and uptrend, if any, is likely to be sold into, said experts. At best, the Nifty, which is closed at 19,047, may consolidate below 19,500 with major support at 18,800 with low of the previous week, experts said. Selling pressure will intensify if index slips below 18,800 and can slide to 18,600 to 18,500. On the higher side, 19,200, 19,300 will be immediate resistance, followed by 19,500. On the downside, weakness will resume if index falls below 18,800. This is because put writers are likely to defend the Nifty with substantial positions at 18,800 with immediate support placed at 19,000, he said. Moving on to international markets, US markets. US stock futures opened higher slightly ahead of big week filled with Federal Reserve rate decision, jobs report and Apple's earnings report. S&P 500 futures added 0.3%, while Nasdaq 100 futures gained 0.4%. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were up 0.1%. The S&P 500 fell into correction territory last week, shredding 2.5% for the week to put it down by 10.6% from its 2023 high. The benchmark is off 4% for the quarter, on pace for its third straight negative month, which would be its first such streak since 2020 as the pandemic struck. The Federal Reserve's decision looms on Wednesday, where the central bank is widely expected to hold its benchmark interest rate at the same level. With surging interest rates as main culprit of the stock market correction, investors will be hoping the Fed signals it would be done raising rates. Traders expect the Fed to be done raising rates at least for 2023. The 10-year Treasury yield jumped about 5% to start last week, but finished at 4.84%. Friday will be bringing the October's jobs report, with investors hoping for some slowing in the labor market that will allow the Fed to feel comfortable with staying on hold the rest of the year. Asian markets. Asia-specific markets started the week lower ahead of week of key economic data from around the region. Monetary policy decisions from Japan and Malaysia, inflation data from South Korea, and gross domestic growth figures from Taiwan and Hong Kong are regional highlights of the week. Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 0.96% as Bank of Japan starts its two-day monetary policy meeting, while the TOPIX lost 0.91% in early trading. South Korea's Kospi dropped marginally, but the small cap KOSDAQ rose 0.54%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 slipped 0.83% ahead of September retail sales readings on Monday. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 17,175, pointing to a weaker open compared to HSI's close of 17,389. The primary market is expected to be busy amid turmoil. Cello World Mama Earth admits 7 IPOs to open this week. 6 public initial offerings, together worth of 3,734 crore, hit the large street this week amid bud letting in the market over the worsening situation in West Asia, worries surrounding around US bond yields and FII sellings. 2 companies also make their market debut this week. Cello World IPO. In the main board segment, consumer product company Cello World will be the first to launch its IPO today on October 30th. The 19 crore issue, which is an offer for sale of the shares by promoters Rathod family, closes on November 1. The price band has been fixed at 617 to 648 a share. This week, FPIs have withdrawn 20,300 crore from equities in October and have invested 680 crore in debt. In the short term, FPIs are expected to remain cautious amid global uncertainty and increasing US interest rates. Nonetheless, India's strong economic growth prospects should maintain its appeal for foreign investors in both equities and debt, added Mayank Mehra, small case manager and principal partner at Craving Alpha. Oil prices. Oil prices slipped $1 a barrel on Monday as investors adopted caution ahead of Fed policy meeting and China's manufacturing data later this week, offsetting support from geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Brent crude futures dropped 98 cents or 1.1% to $89.50 a barrel, while US West Texas intermediate crude was at $84.54 a barrel, down $1 or 1.2%. Dollar index. The dollar index traded 0.06% higher in futures at 106.58, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.41. Moving on to stocks in focus. Reliance Industries. Billionaire Mukesh Ambani-owned Reliance Industries recorded 29.7% on-year growth in consolidated profit at ₹19,878 crore for the September quarter. EBITDA rose 30.2% year-on-year to ₹44,867 crore and margin expanded by 390 basis points to 17.5%. Gross revenue was up 1.2% on-year, supported by continuing growth momentum in the consumer business space. Union Bank of India. The public sector lender reported a 90% on-year growth in net profit at ₹3,511 crore for the September quarter, led by significant fall in provisions. Net interest income grew by 10% with net interest margin expansion of 3 basis points at 3.18%. SBI Card. The credit card company registered a 15% on-year growth in profit at ₹603 crore in quarter 2. Revenue increased by 24% year-on-year, driven by higher interest income and fees and commission income. Bharat Petroleum Corporation, the state-owned oil marketing company, recorded a profit of 8,501 crore for the quarter ended September against a loss of 304 crore in the year-ago period, partly supported by lower input costs. Revenue, however, fell 10.3% to ₹1.0 lakh crore. And lastly, we have M&M Financial Services. The financial services company reported a profit of 235 crore for the quarter ended September, falling 47.5% year-on-year due to increase in impairment on financial instruments. Revenue grew by 24.1%, aided by growth in asset book. Let's take a look at FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth ₹1,500 crore, while domestic institutional investors bought 313 crore worth of stocks on October 27th. In our Voice of the Day segment, we have derivative trading expert Rajesh Srivastava. He gives his insights on the current market setup, Nifty and Bank Nifty outlook, how PSU stocks are outperforming the headline index, and other stock-specific details.
Nifty has, I think, 4% EBITDA average rollover, so there are larger rollovers, and that people have continued their position. Now, if I have to ask what kind of position we had, it's very easy to say last month was a serious route. So people definitely had, sort of people have continued their short position in index. But stock, the market is currently like. So stock-wise, I think market is waiting for more clarity. The demand for safe havens have increased. Last night when, just after our MCX closed, I think about $15 have gone up on the gold. So people have chosen to be on a safer asset and riskier, people must be looking for more clarity on the war, on the bond yields. So people have chosen to stay light on the derivative. Index, they all have positions built. Stock, people have taken some cash mark. Sort of the bank, and then I'll come for it. Yesterday was the first day after the series ends, and then we had a series route. So I thought, okay, let me check how the stocks have performed, the one which are into derivatives. So let me tell you one example. ICICI Bank, okay? And then there are many other stocks. Every day when we trade, when the market trades, each trade size, average stock size is about 38 stocks. How do we arrive at the stock? We divide the total volume by the number of trades. Okay? So you get each trade of what average size. Now, when I look at that stock size, like that one tick size with the 2 week of average. So 2 week is 38. Yesterday it was trading at about 54 stocks. So it is about 39% higher than regular day, 39 times higher than regular day. PSU banks are, yeah. PSU bank, if you go and see the stock level data, none of the stocks were deteriorated in the week where we had a carnage on the street. I mean, every stock, they were actually performing worse than what they did last week. Last week, still there were underperformance by few stocks. But then, unka underperformance is lesser than what they used to perform 14 days back. So, PSU stocks, they have not deteriorated in the last one. PSU stocks have not done bad compared to the headline one.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.